I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Championship coming soon.
And together, they're Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
He's back. I leave for 4 days. The Giants can't win a game. And the Warriors. Well, you tell me, what are the Warriors doing, Goo? I just got back.
It feels like they're a bump on a pickle. That's what it feels like while everybody else is dancing and romancing. They got to have a plan. But can I just say this to you? Welcome back.
Thanks.
And you know what? Leroy hit me because he said we didn't pay my trip justice. We did, Leroy, but we want to hear about yours. And we will, Steiny, but I just got to tell you this. The Kuminga enigma has me thinking that maybe there wasn't a line around the corner or suitors for him. If we're guys are getting swooped up left and right, if there was a line for Kuminga, something would have been done, right?
Oh, boy.
And I'm pro-Kuminga. Like, if we bring him back, bring him back. But start him, damn it. But I don't like what I'm seeing.
Not a lot's changed since last week.
Right.
I can tell.
You're back.
No, well, the funny thing is you know, we're talking about Mike Dunleavy, you know, a couple weeks ago saying he wants something to be done sooner rather than later, and I'm not sure that the Warriors had the control of the timing of this. You know, it's up to Jonathan Kuminga.
What does that mean?
It means he's sitting there right now with a qualifying offer, and they haven't offered him a contract. He doesn't have to sign that. You know, the qualifying offer is like a hold now, but he can end up signing it, and he can come back and just play for $7.9 million for 1 year, and then at the end of the year, he's an unrestricted
free agent. That's risky if he were to get hurt.
Sure, sure, but maybe he wants to bet on himself. I don't know, but a lot of stuff is happening. Obviously, Kevon Looney.
You're welcome back. Go ahead.
We all like Kevon Looney,
and I want a jersey in the rafters. And if you want to give him some cement, I mean, let's put some respect on his name and what he's done. If I had a dollar for going back to the 16 series against the Rockets, all that stuff. All the Splash Brother missed shots, Jordan Poole, whoever, Wiggins, all those offensive boards, and Looney, Mr. Reliable, there to get it and kick it back out, even to Durant, to give the Warriors another shot at it. I mean, let's not act like this is just nothing. I mean, this dude is legendary. Every family, every job entity, shit, and I told Evan this because I feel like I'm that one here, every outfit needs a Looney, a guy that you can just step over and piss on sometimes, but he's always there for you, never complains. That's Kevon Looney. Put some respect on his name. And the last thing, Stan, I'm excited to have you back. Yeah. We can't replace him yet. We have him. Like, who's going to get the boards? Who's got the junk in the trunk? Like, we're sitting here. Who's going to be the new Looney? I'm letting it all out, man.
Evan, who's going to be the new? Oh, yeah, listen.
Yeah, I'm being
guess
real.
He figured I could get a 12-minute segment.
Who's going to replace what he does?
I don't know where I even want to start. He's not getting a banner. He's not getting a number retired. He's a good player, big part of the title teams. You know what? What this is really showing me. You know, the fans are guilty of it. The front office has been guilty of it. Let go of the past. You guys got to start letting go of the past. This is getting, because see, when you don't let go of the past, then when things just peel away by their own volition, it feels worse. You know what I mean?
It's a good feeling to remember the good time.
Well, that's all you're going to have is memories. That's all you're going to have. Goo. Where are guys on the Warriors?
Well, Ayton's out there.
I don't know!
Ayton's still out there, Steiny.
Yeah?
And Jordan Clarkson, who's a walking
bucket. He's gone to the Knicks.
My goodness. Evan, my guy in Philly with the big draws. What's the name?
Yabusele.
He's on the Knicks. Like, Steinie, real quick, are they running it back? And is
yeah.
Well, they can. Evan said, without Looney, you're not running it back.
He's smirking.
I'm being real.
Okay, Looney wasn't a big time
starter. So did Kuminga, and that looks like it was an error. Where is our physicality, man? Because let me tell you who it ain't all by himself now. Who? Jimmy Butler. And I love Jimmy.
I forgot he was on the team. That's right. We still got Butler.
The audacity.
The, man, I mean, the thing that's probably most disappointing is just all the names that you heard over the last, Cam Johnson, yeah, he's no factor.
Miles Turner.
Brooke Lopez, yeah, he's gone.
Let me shut up.
Jordan Clarkson, yeah, no chance. A Nikhil Alexander, no.
Capella?
He's there. Where did Capella go? He's their third. Yeah, they have three centers.
It'll work.
They have Şengün, they have Capella, and now they have Adam.
And there's no slippage if you got Capella out there. Like,
Bobby Portis still out there?
No.
Listen, you're not going to like it. Why do you think this is happening?
No, what? I'm being real.
Yeah,
it can't just be all you should have a plan in place and saw, like, what? There can't be any poker with Kuminga. The poker was his article with Slater, him letting you know he ain't liked how he's been treated. He wants to be a superstar. No shocker, nothing wrong with that. But this should have been expedited. This whole, somebody say something. We're breaking up or we're going to keep going and we're going to try. Don't tell me you're not doing anything because this thing's lingering.
Well, they can't do anything until they figure out what they're doing with Kuminga.
He's coming back, Steinie.
Okay, great.
I know, and I'm not mad at that, but make it work this time then. Make it work.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I listen, the big issue is...
I'm scared.
This is the position you put yourself in. I'm sorry. This is the road you decided to go down, and a lot of people were for it. You have three guys, 35 years old, who are making 90% of the money, and
wow. You
don't have enough players right now. And I don't know what the answer is, but I know this. Kuminga cannot walk for nothing.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because they got to have a body. They got to have bodies in here right now. And they don't have them. But honestly, I'm catching up on all this news. Yeah. A lot of stuff going on.
But Warrior-wise, you ain't missed a damn thing. Looney leaving.
What do you mean? What about Tui?
Well, yeah, the new guy.
Getting drafted.
He had some fun. Yeah, he left me.
I heard he left you hanging.
He came back.
That was Armstrong.
Yeah, that help me.
Well, it's good to know that we got some big-name rookies that we can all keep straight.
I'm excited about the classic, but then I'm thinking about the big club and the Giants.
What about them?
Sports, man.
We'll be fine.
I got to read you. I got to read you one of the.
This is Willard. Did you hear the great Willard?
What happened?
Jasky and Tony. And even Willard's down.
Why?
Nobody has answers.
So I got him. I'm back.
Okay. All right.
I'm back.
There you go.
888-957-9570. What questions and answers to? I got them. I got a big ass. Just throw something at me.
What's wrong with the Giants?
They stink. Devers is out of shape. His bat's slow. His groin hurts.
If you can throw
locker
a
room,
fastball.
He's clearly a clubhouse cancer.
Ian Steinie, you might have action against this lineup, man. They're missing the ball right down the chute. You are shocked, though. It ain't over. Chapman's coming back, but boy.
I don't get shocked in sports anymore. I don't know why this is stuck with me, Goo. And but first of all, 888-957-9570 is the number.
Take your time.
What? I don't know. Like, I just got back. What do Warrior fans think of the legal tampering period and how things are going? I am confused about the timing of the Kuminga situation. I mean, unless there's another team out there that says, let's offer Kuminga 3 years and $68 million, and then the Warriors decide whether to match it, I don't know why this would get rectified in a hurry.
Because, real quick, me to interject, Steiny, I thought he was out the door for the betterment of both parties. But now,
but how
as
do you
much
want,
as I'm confused, they're telling us he's not going anywhere.
How do you want him out the door? That's the problem.
Well, I thought it was going to be a signing trade. And what was coming back might be greater than what Kuminga was right now. But
they can only
I'm
take
okay
half
with
the
him
money
coming back.
Back.
But something's got to change. He's got to be inserted in the starting lineup. His coach needs to have a mandate from the higher-ups like, hey, look, we did it this way. This is what it is. Because they have to be thinking that way, Steiny.
You can't bring this guy back if he doesn't want to come back.
If there were a scoreboard, would it read right now he's coming back 8-5?
I don't know.
Because to me, it's like 9-2.
I think it's 50-50.
Still.
I mean, if the Warriors are offering Kuminga, hey, look, we'll give you 3 years for $68 million. What, he's just supposed to sign that? He's supposed to sign a number that he's not crazy about on a team he's even less crazy about?
What are his options? It sounds like it's crickets.
Okay, then come back, play for $8 million.
Well, what if you get hurt, Steiny?
Okay, and what if you average 22 a game?
All right.
What if you average
bet on yourself.
What if you average 22 a game, and now next year teams have money?
Okay. But
nobody's
real quick
got money.
To that, I give you that.
We knew this was going to happen. Nobody had money. Yeah. Nobody had money,
some
but
people,
we ignored
Steiny,
it.
I'm being real. You have money when you need money. You can go find it. There's some teams that could fedangle and do some stuff.
But
if
he's
they
not
really
worth it.
And now, wow.
I don't hear any clamoring for Kuminga. I see a player that some teams might want, but I don't know if they feel like they need him. But 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, I'll be honest. You know, I saw this activity. I realize that the Warriors haven't done anything yet except lose Kevon Looney. We can talk about
big.
Looney.
Steiny, I get
go,
it. I'm not
go,
trying to.
Go,
do you want Al Horford here at 40?
Sure. You know what? Let's get nuts. And then you know what? Move Kuminga for DeRozan, as Evan said. Yeah, let's get crazy.
Oh, man.
Let's get absolutely
and
crazy.
Put the AARP sign on the jerseys, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. I got to believe. Did you guys take a lot of calls yesterday?
No, we were
okay.
pretty interview-centric.
I want to know what the mood is of Golden State Warrior fans right now. I'll try to keep you even keeled because it's still early.
I tried to pick at you, but you're okay with Aiden, it sounds like. Like, if you can get him something feasible, dude can play.
We may be in the portion of the show where it doesn't really matter. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.